Welcome, everybody, to Out of the Tangled Web with Mia Johnson. And tonight I'm going to be explaining to you, in the future, you will find my television show under Mind Mapping with Mia, because I have joined a spiritual guidance network. And Mind Mapping with Mia is basically, I do so many things. I was a cognitive behavioral therapist for 20 years, a coach for 5 or 6 years, a mediator for several years. I teach parenting. I teach anger management. I teach chakras and I clear chakras. I do emotional Reiki. I'm a hypnotherapist. I do ancestral and generational regressions. So what I wanted to do was to explain, mind mapping is really a term that comes out of neurolinguistics. And I know that that's a big word, but I'm going to explain that neurolinguistics is very simple. It's the art and the science of communication. That means that it's what you say, when you say it, how you say it, the words you choose, and should you be talking to someone in person, your body language. But even if you're talking to someone on the phone or over the internet, or sometimes you can even see it in emails, it's the tone with which you communicate. People very seldom listen to other people to hear what the other people have to say. They listen to people because they are getting ready to reply to what it is that someone has said. And they've been thinking about it and thinking about it and thinking about it. And they want to, you know, give an answer. That's not listening. And when you have a relationship, whether it be, I'm going to talk about both, whether it be a personal relationship or a professional relationship, whether it be a relationship that you have with a child or a relationship that you have with any authority figure or any contractual, if they do not understand the place that you are coming from, when you are talking, then they will not get your point. Although our society, and if you are interested in reading books, I strongly recommend The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz, D-O-N-M-I-G-U-E-L. R-U-I-Z, and it's called The Four Agreements. And it is a life-changing book because it teaches you what we've always known, but it really brings it to your conscious memory. We are programmed from the moment we are born. When we're little babies and we have no input, we're perfect. We think we're perfect. We are perfect. And then our families, our parents, our schools, our siblings, friends, neighborhood, religious organizations, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, anything you want, they all start feeding you their programming. And as they do that, you create in your unconscious what neurolinguistics call is a map. And the thing is that the map that you have in your brain is your perception of how you see things. it is not necessarily the territory, meaning it's not necessarily the truth. It is merely your perspective. Mind mapping, people do it all the time. You're doing it now, but you don't realize you're doing it. And mind mapping with Mia, my job, my calling is to help people on their path, to find the right path, to understand that every now and then we take a wrong path and there's a lesson that doesn't open the door for us, but we need to learn the lesson anyway because somewhere down the line, something in our life is going to build on that lesson. So learn the lesson anyway and know that at any point in the time, remember, this is your story. When I am mind mapping with someone, it's not about my map of the world. It's about your map of the world. My role is to listen and, when appropriate, to ask questions so that you can explain to me as to how it is you believe that the world is like that. Now, I guess I want to talk about it, you know, what really it's important and how good it can be for anyone. With teenagers, which is where I first started using it, I used to work with a lot of Child Protective Service and juvenile probation teenagers. And I worked in the residential treatment center for a while. And I found that there seemed to be a lot of conflict that was going on between the life skill workers. Those are the people who, you know, work in a residential treatment center to move people around from classroom to their rooms, to dinner, and back again. And the residents themselves. Now, the residents are court-ordered there. There's only two ways that you can get to a residential treatment center. One is if CPS places you there, Child Protective Services. The other is if juvenile probation places you there. So when you come, you are placed for a 6 to 9 month period because you're unsuccessful in any of the placements that you've had before, or you are unable to follow the terms of your probation. I can't begin to tell you how many times as a therapist, and I used to be an in-home therapist, that I would go and meet a child for the first time that was on probation, and I would sit down and I would say, "Do you know who I am?" And they would sometimes go, "No." And I would explain, "Well, I am a therapist that probation has assigned for you," I said, "and it's my job to help you understand your probation and make sure that you understand your responsibility to follow it." So I would ask them, "What are the terms of your probation?" And they would look at their parent, if the parent were in the room. And I would look at them and say, "Why are you looking at them?" I said, "They're not on probation. You are." I said, "Go get your papers." And they would go and get the papers, and they would bring them, and I'd read them over, and I'd go, "Ah, I see you have a curfew." I said, "What time do you come in at night?" "Oh, you know, I usually get home from school, grab something to eat, go out and, with my friends and, you know, hang out and everything. And I usually get in around 10. "I don't think so. You know, by 10 o'clock, you should have had your hygiene done. You should have eaten. And you should have built in some wind down time. Regardless of what it is, you know, it's not game playing right up to the moment of sleep, because then your electrolytes are going crazy from the different lights and the different movements of the screen in a game. But watching a television show, reading a book, listening to music, any of those things. Those are like wind down times. And a lot of times I would, you know, come in on a Monday morning and all of a sudden I would have 15 boys at the window all wanting to talk to me. And I would have to, we were a lockdown facility, so I would have to unlock the door into the unit. Then I'd have to pass through one of the corridors of the unit to get into the pod where our offices were and where the life skill workers used as a control center. And there'd be 15 boys lined up for me, saying, Miss, I have to talk to you, I have to talk to you. And when I started in the beginning, all of the things that we learn are learning in progress. I would talk to them, and then I learned, I was worked there for about 6 or 7 years. Then I learned that it was better to make sure that I knew all of the facts before I committed myself to anything. And that's what I teach parents now, that if you have something, a rule, a guideline, a boundary, that you would like to use with your child, because I do teach parenting, you have to make sure that it is not just a child who is saying, okay, yes, I'll do it and whatnot, because they want to shut you up. They have to have bought into it on their own agenda. It's the same thing with adults. You know, in relationships, people who talk to each other and they seem to find themselves arguing a lot, maybe over the same things over and over and over again. And when they come to me, usually by the time they come to me, they're barely speaking to each other. And we start from a place of, okay, I can't listen to two people at one time, so I'm going to let one of you go first. And while that person is talking, the other person is not allowed to talk at all. No sounds, nothing. Shh. And I get their agreement. Once again, getting someone else's agreement to what you are going to do, say, in any event, is always key. So they decide who's going to go first, and I go, okay, well, why don't you tell me what's going on? And so the person will start, and they'll go, whatever it is that they're telling me about what's going on. Now, the other person that's in the room is getting all excited and wants to blurt something out, but I put my finger against my lips, and I go, shh. And I let the other person continue until they sound like they're winding down. And then I'll say to them, is that everything? And they might add one or two more things. That's fine. And I go, okay, now you understand. That was your turn. Now you can't say anything. And they'd be like, oh, okay, you know, yeah, all right. And I would turn to the other person. Now, the other person, whether it be the husband, the wife, mother, child, boss, employee, whatever the relationship is, the other person has been listening to what the other person said, not to hear what they said, but in order to reply. So they're expecting me to ask them, now you tell me what's going on. But instead, I ask them, what did she just say, or he just say? Oh, now we have a problem, because the whole time that they were listening from their own perspective. They weren't listening, you know, objectively. They weren't listening, you know, they were looking at their own map, and they were judging what was going on by their map. And so they'll try to start explaining what they said. Now, all of a sudden, we have the other person getting all excited. And And I'm like, shh, it's not your turn. You had your turn. And when they get done, the second person, I give them a few seconds to look at each other. And usually the first person will say, I didn't say that. And I will tell them, but that's what they heard. And you see, in every communication, the person with the most flexibility in any communication has the power. There are no mistakes in neurolinguistics. There are only lessons. Now, we all know there's different ways to say it. You know, you can let a lesson make you bitter. You can let a lesson make you better. It's your choice. If you're going to use something that has happened to you that has not been pleasant, or it's made you uncomfortable or other people uncomfortable, as an excuse for continuing behavior that is simply not going to get you to your goal, then you're wasting your breath and you're wasting other people's time. So first, the first question in mind mapping for me is, what is it? Where is it that you want to be? Where are you now? Where is it that you want to be? Let's talk 5 years. 5 years from now, what would you like to be doing, or what would you like to see? What would you like to have? And we begin to talk about it. If it's a professional goal, then we talk about steps that you might have to take to reach that professional goal, be it education, or perhaps there's an alternative way. If you are out of work because there's no longer a need for the job that you do, and you're wondering, what am I going to do with myself? I don't know how to do anything else. That's a good time to go mind mapping with Mia, because I will listen. I will question when appropriate. I might challenge you to explain to me what makes you think that. And my goal is not to change your mind, because nobody can change your mind. Only you can. I used to have that conversation with my ex all the time. He would always say, you're not going to change my mind. And I would say, but I'm not trying to change your mind. I'm trying to change your perspective. You can keep your mind any way you want, but if you could just see it from my perspective for a moment, maybe you would change your perspective. And that is really what mind mapping is all about. Now, doing this, if you go to my website, www.outofthetangledweb.com, I explain to you a little bit about mind mapping. I explain to you about metaphysics. I explain to you all the things, all my accreditation, all the things. My friends call me an accreditation junkie, and I really have to admit that I am somewhat. I'm also a graphic junkie. I love graphics, just love them. And I use them because I think sometimes the most wisdom comes from something that we hear said so often that someone has made a graphic out of it. For example, do you know who you are? Does your conscious mind know what your unconscious mind is telling it? You have the opportunity with mind mapping with Mia to learn to express yourself so others might clearly understand what you mean when you speak. A place where you become aware that, and this is a quote by Alan Greenspan, "I know you think you understand what I thought I said, but I'm not sure you realize that what you heard is not what I meant." Now stop and think about that for a minute. They're acknowledging the fact that they believe that you understand, that you think that you're understanding what they're saying. But something, maybe it's your body language, maybe it's your attitude, maybe it's the way you're speaking back, makes them realize that maybe what you heard was not what the person meant. Out of the tangled web is the place where you can learn to understand yourself and the world around you every day for all of your life, but also the secret subconscious world that's deep inside, where along with your conscious mind, your vision of who you are lies. Lies is a very significant word. Our egos, as well as society, distort what we see and hear and distort our truth. It's our truth so that what we see and hear and do, which is our truths, are not necessarily wisdom, and they're not even necessarily facts. What if it most, if not all of it, was a deception? Lies you've been taught, lies that you've seen, and you have made your map based on this. Did you even know you had choices? Because a lot of people believe they don't have choices. Everything in life is a choice. And I think that you will find, if you go to my metaphysics page, one of the first graphics you'll find, which I just love, it's the top of an owl's head, and it's very gothic. And it says, "You are free to choose, but you are not free from the consequences of your choice." A universal paradox. Think about it. We have the choice to choose to do or say anything that we want to do in the course of a day. However, for everything that we say and do, there's a consequence, good or bad, but there is a consequence. In order for us to be spiritually correct and to be able to grow spiritually, we need to understand our unconscious mind, where our map is being made, what is true and what is not, what is an opinion, what is just a perception, and if it's your perception, are you sure about it? Or are you open to listening to someone else's perception? See, not everyone is open to listening to other people's perceptions. They want to be right. Well, I ask people often, is it more important for you to be right than it is for you to be happy? And I guess I fought that battle a long time ago. No, I don't have to be right. But I have to be open to listen to what other people's perceptions of a situation is. And I have to allow my brain and my unconscious and conscious mind to be able to take that information and integrate it with what I know or what I think, and maybe my perception won't change, but maybe it will. When you change the way you look at things, the things that you look at will change. And that's a direct quote from Dr. Wayne Dyer, who I feel was one of my mentors for more than 20-something years, and he is just recently deceased. We will miss him. It is a good place to start. Don Miguel is a good place to start. You really need to begin dipping your toes if you really want to grow spiritually. Now, understand, spiritual and religion are not the same thing. Religion is man-made. Your spirituality is what you believe to be true about yourself and the world around you. I also want to talk about this radio show because one of mind mapping with Nia's purpose is that while I help individuals with their lives, I work with people who are just a little confused about, you know, what am I supposed to be doing with the rest of my life? I did everything that I thought I was going to do, and now I don't know what to do. Okay, well, let's talk about it. How deeply do you want to go into your unconscious? How important is it for you to understand why you do the things you do? Is it important for you to understand if you have, like, prejudices or bigots that you don't already know about? These things are the things that you want to be doing on a, well, I'm a neurolinguister, so I do it on a daily basis, but I would like to see everyone do it more consciously, maybe not daily, but consciously. For example, a lot of it has to do with the way that you say something. I remember seeing a graphic not that long ago that said punctuation is very important. And they had two sentences. We're going to eat grandma, and we're going to eat, comma, grandma. Two different meanings, huh? We're not having grandma for dinner. You're just telling grandma that you're going to eat. If you are in a dark alley and someone comes at you and they seem to be holding a knife, what is your first perception? Is it one of caution, danger, aggression, anger? Now, someone is in the kitchen with you, coming towards you with a knife in their hand. Do you have the same perception? Why? Why is it that you have a different perception of someone coming towards you in a kitchen with a knife in their hand and someone out in public coming at you with a knife in their hand? Because you perceive danger, whereas in the kitchen you perceive that the person is going to use the knife in order to help you in your cooking. Again, it's a matter of perception. I'm very proud of VBS Radio. It took me a very long time to find them and to become a part of their group. I would like to give other people, because this is what I do, I mind map with people. I help people figure out, you know, just where you are, where you want to go, how you're going to get there, what do you want in your life, what don't you want in your life. Are there negative wizards in your life? Negative wizards are people who always make you feel bad about everything. We avoid them. And if we can't avoid them, then we disarm them. And again, you can learn that in mind mapping with Nia. BBS Radio has an absolutely tremendous outreach to the public, YouTube, iTunes, to all of the social media. Your exposure is intense. But if you're in business, and I'm telling you, I'm not telling you something that is not true. I'm telling you something that you know in your heart and everyone else knows too, that we are becoming a digital nation. The idea of being able to go into offices to consult with people anymore is becoming obsolete. Many of the large hospitals are using the Skype or the telecom to have psychiatric appointments with their clients because the psychiatrists simply don't have enough time to see the people. And even if you do, if you are taking any kind of medication, you know that when you have a psychiatrist appointment, it's no more than 15 minutes. It's a question of psychiatrists don't do therapy. Psychiatrists send you to therapists or psychologists. Psychologists like to do testing. They get paid very well for it. Therapists and anything equal to a therapist, they are more concerned with how do you perceive what's going on. Is it real? If it's not real, why do you believe it? What makes you think that it's real? And who would you be if it was not real and you had allowed yourself to believe that it was real all this time? Now, that's a little Byron Katie. There's so many experts out there that you can learn from. You know, you can become overwhelmed. That's why I want to tell you about the Spiritual Guidance Network. And again, it's spiritualguidance.com. /BBN. And of course, if you want to go to me, it's /37 and then /Mia Johnson /out tangled web. They didn't get the oven. But if you just want to go there to see all the different experts that have joined, it's the whole design and the purpose behind the creation of the Spiritual Guidance Network was so that people would be able to find answers to their questions from legitimately professional people. We are all people who do this for a living. This is our job. We're not, I know that a lot of people, you know, have different beliefs. You know, some people believe in tarot cards and mediumship, and we have people who have those abilities. I do readings. However, the cards that I use are more psychological. They're more meaning cards, life cards. And when I read them for someone, it can give me an idea of what's going on inside them. Naturally, I have to ask questions, and we have to go back and forth. But remember, this is your story. It's not my story. I've found my meaning in life, and I'm following it. My path in life is to be a guide to other people, and I'm the best that there is at it. I used to tell kids on probation, and this sounds so, you know, but it's true. I used to tell them, I am a gift that the universe gave you. You don't have to work with me. That's your choice, just as it's anybody's choice. But the universe gives gifts. They don't give second chances. If you choose not to and things get worse, then what will you do? What's your plan? I'm a planning person. I am a mapping person. I believe in mapping out what is going to come next, who is going to come next, what shall I be interested in, what shall I do for my job, what shall I, and of course, because I am so many things, a therapist, a coach, a mediator, a neurolinguistic, a certified hypnotherapist. I teach parenting. I teach anger management. I teach chakra. I teach Reiki. I'm a Reiki master, and I do emotional Reiki. I work with stones. I work with oils. I work with rituals. These are all personal interests of mine, and you can find those on my website. On my radio show, I have decided to try a new idea. In fact, I was told that I'm the first host to ever thought about this, but I really see the value in it. A lot of hosts, just to get their radio show filled with content, will just invite people on, whether what they have on is meaningful or not, to give the people a voice. And I say, I'm renting the time to bring to the people mind mapping with Mia. And actually, when I'm working with somebody online, if with their permission, you are actually watching me mind map with them. But they are actually doing the mind mapping because, again, no one can change your mind. It can only change your perspective. And you always have the ability to say, this is not the way the story is going to go. How many times I've had to say that to people who have found themselves in situations that they had gotten themselves into by making a bad choice. And they think that it's hopeless. And I say to them, this is not the way the story is supposed to end. Don't you understand that you may have tried to commit suicide and you were unsuccessful? That's because the universe is not ready for you. This is not the way the story is supposed to end. We are all here for a purpose. We are a tapestry. And there's a song by Carole King, Tapestry, that I would like to find a way of working it into my website, simply because so many people have not heard it. And if you really listen to it, you understand mind mapping. You know, we create the world that we live in. We create the mood that we're in. We create the relationships that we have. We create the problems. Now, do we do it intentionally? Not usually. Usually, we're just being ourselves. But what if being yourself is unclear to someone else? Wouldn't you like to know that? Wouldn't you like to know that in the future people would understand what it is that you're talking about? I would really like everyone to go to my website, read a little bit about mind mapping and metaphysics and a few other things I do that are, I'm a metaphysician. That means that I am both a scientist and a person who believes in magic. And I believe that every day that we open our eyes and we look at the world around us and everybody's breathing and the grass is growing and the sun is shining, or even if it's raining, that's all magic. Can it be explained by quantum physics? Of course, that's metaphysics. But it's also magic. When you fall in love, it can be explained by quantum physics. The pheromones in your pheromones are in connection with someone else's. But does that explain the feeling? No. So, again, it's very important for you to become friends with your unconscious. I do dream interpretations. Your unconscious mind never shuts off. It is like a computer that never stops running. It records everything that goes on every minute, every second of your life, whether you are awake or asleep, or even if you are unconscious. Sometimes you might be in bed and you might hear a plane fly overhead and all of a sudden there'll be a plane in your dream. Or you might be thinking about a situation and all of a sudden I used to have a dream where I was driving a car and all of a sudden I had no feeling in my feet, so I couldn't lift my foot to step on the brake. When I sat down and analyzed and mind mapped, what is that telling me? It told me that I was feeling like I was not in control, that I did not have the ability to start and stop what was going on in my life, and that if I wanted things to be different, I had to do things differently. The only way to change what is to change what you do. The Spiritual Guidance Network, we have all kinds of experts. I've given you the link to the Spiritual Guidance Network. My link, www.outofthetangledweb.com. And if you're listening, then you already know my link to my radio, but you will also find that in both of the places. This is a life work for me. I believe very much in the magic of every moment. If you don't believe in magic, then you will never see it. It doesn't mean that it won't go on around you. It just means that you will never recognize it. How much of your life do you walk through and you don't really know? You don't remember it, or it didn't mean anything? Or you went through it blindly? I don't know. Ask yourself, what's your earliest memory? I do hypnosis. I don't do hypnosis over the internet. However, I do guided meditations to help people with regression. Now, regressions, a lot of people think that's simply reincarnations. No, it can be. I mean, we can certainly regress somebody who is capable of being regressed back into a reincarnation. However, regressions are also used for trauma, for post-traumatic stress, for sexual abuse, abuse of any kind, for things that have happened in your life that you have not emotionally recovered from. We are a work in progress. We are not humans having a spiritual experience. We're spiritual beings having a human one. And we're energy. We come from energy. While we are alive, the energy that we are is enfolded in whatever body, be it an animal or a person, whatever it is, it's still energy. And when that vessel is no longer viable, you become energy again. This is quantum physics. This is not religion. Everyone is entitled to believe as they wish, religiously, but we are speaking spiritually. You are the energy that you always were unless you have done something to change it. So the question that you must ask yourself is, how are you going to change it? I am looking for people who would like to try a radio show. I am willing to rent out part of my hour occasionally when someone would like to do a presentation. Now, there's two ways that we can do it. You can just rent the time, make your speech. You get all of my exposure. I have quite a lot of contacts. I have over 17,700 plus on LinkedIn, 5,000 on Facebook, and then I have like 400 requests just waiting for an opening. I'm on Twitter. I'm on About Me, the Spiritual Guidance Network. All kinds of things. If you are on my show, you have access to being exposed that way without it costing you, well, what it costs me. I'm giving you an opportunity to be a radio host or to do a commercial. You just want to do a commercial for whatever it is that you sell. That's fine. We'll negotiate it. If you would like to do a show, we can talk about that too. I want to give everybody the opportunity because very soon we are becoming a digital nation. And everything that we do, everything that we say, the importance of how we communicate is going to be crucial to how successful we are in this lifetime, in this body, at this moment. Now, I was planning on having, I am going to admit that I am one of the most technological geeks that there is in the world. I can understand anybody's mind. I was born an empath, so I feel what other people feel. Don't think that that's such a great thing, because sometimes it's very hard when you go into a group of many, many people, all of their emotions and all of their thoughts come rushing at you at one time, and you can feel very overwhelmed. I do also do a class in shielding, learning how to be able to shield yourself from other people's energy. The energy we admit, the energy we attract. If we are negative and the universe does not understand double negatives. You can't say, I don't want to be sick. They don't understand, don't. They hear, I want to be sick. And so a person saying all the time, oh, I don't want to be sick. I'm always sick. I don't want to be sick. And everything, well, they're telling the universe what they want. They want to be sick. And the universe is giving it to them. And they don't understand that they should be saying, you know, I'm well, I'm whole, I'm happy, you know, I'm grateful for everything that the universe gives to me, and I plan to make the best of my time. Whether you believe in a single God or you believe in a God or a goddess or whatever your beliefs are, you know, you are entitled to your beliefs. You are not entitled to rule other people or judge other people by your beliefs. So with that, I would like to ask all of you if you would like to come to the Spiritual Guidance Network. I believe on Halloween we're going to do a special occasion, so you might want to check that out. That'll be in the next few weeks that you'll see it commented on. I am going to be having some guests on my show. And again, this is their opportunity to find out, do they want to do a radio show? Could they do a radio show? I'm a storyteller. I'm a City Irish. And if you don't know what that means, well, City, you know how the Navajo talk about themselves as being the people of the American nation? Well, the City speak of themselves as being the people of the Irish. They're the people of the mound, the fairy folk, the shamans, the druids. And that's my ancestry. And so as they were healers, so am I. I don't pull punches. I say what I think. If that's something that you believe that can help you, some people like to live in a world that they create, and they want everything to come in line with that world, and then they don't understand why it doesn't. And they think that they're unsuccessful. They're not unsuccessful. They're misguided. So the questions that I leave you with now, my next few shows are going to be booked with guests, is I want you to take a look at your life, and are you where you wanted to be? Are you where you plan to be at this point in your life? Are you happy? What is happiness? Happiness is different to different people. You know, can you be happy and unhappy at the same time? There are different spheres of your life, career, family, social, legal, entertainment, physical. You know, again, so many wheels. And I have an exercise that I do with people on the wheel of life for them to realize what kind of a wheel they're trying to roll. And again, I welcome you, Out of the Tangled Web. We're going to be wrapping up in just a moment. If you have any questions, any comments, if you'd like to write to me, you can write to me at Mia, M-I-A, at out, O-U-T, of, O-F, the, T-H-E, Tangled, T-A-N-G-L-E-D, web, W-E-B, .com. And people ask me all the time, where did you come up with that name? And it comes from an old quote by Sir Walter Raleigh, "Oh, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive." Do we not learn to practice to deceive that it's more important to fit in than to stand out? You want to be considered normal, don't you? Really? See, I've never wanted to be considered normal. Thank goodness I never have. But in closing, I invite you, Spiritual Guidance Network, BBS Radio, every Monday, 5 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. If you would like to try and book some time on my show, please send me an email. Let me know if you are interested in any of my services. And I do work with professionals to help them do their elevator speeches, to help them when I look at their websites or when I look at what they're saying, and ask, then I ask questions, and people know that my questions are very pointed, but they're that way for a purpose. They're so you can discover and enjoy who you are, and you can influence who you are. So as we're saying good night for tonight, I want to thank you all for coming. And I wish you peace, happiness. Namaste. Good night.